like all community groups, we really struggle financially. We've got great support from the Lachlan Shire, but we've just been dealing with the Vincent Fairfax Family Foundation, who have just offered us core funding for 3 years. And they've also offered the community a community funding round of $100,000 in the first year, $75,000 in the second year to be matched by $25,000 of community fundraising. And then that goes down to 50-50 split the third year. So we've got good support, and that's going to really shore up our ability to continue to provide the services that we are. We've got great support from Council. They provide us with $50,000 of core funding, and the Vincent Fairfax Family Foundation have just offered us an average out of about $84,000, $85,000 a year. So that will ensure our core staff, which often funding bodies won't fund. They'll only fund that particular project. So there's a lot of administration and support that goes with each project, and this will ensure that we can continue to maintain and look for other services and projects that will be good for the community.
We've just walked through the front door, and quite a few different things go on here. Lots of different doors leading off places, but where are we at the moment?
We're standing in the Community Technology Centre. We've got 6-7 computers which provide internet access for visitors, mainly youth. In the school holidays, we're usually packed, and in the afternoons after school, it's usually packed.
And if there wasn't a facility like this, would there be other places those kids could get that kind of web access and be doing something useful, or would they just be out on the street?
The library, which is the Condobolin Library, the Shire provide a good service there, but it's not open and there's only a few, so it's quite crowded and difficult to access at times, although they do a wonderful job. Mostly though, those children that would be in here in the holidays would probably be wandering the streets if they didn't have that occupation, because the youth centres are only open sort of late in the afternoon and only for 3 or 4 days a week.
Where to next?
Centrelink.
You have your own full-time Centrelink office happening here?
It is a Centrelink agency. We run the agency on behalf of Centrelink. This is one of the busiest regional agencies in the area, and we service approximately on average 150 people a week.
So you're really quite busy for your size.
We are, and that means that's 150 people that stay in town. Before we set this up and negotiated with Centrelink, we were getting a fortnightly visit, and they were opening once a week, like once a fortnight downtown. So this has provided a really good service for pensioners, students with Ausstudy issues, the unemployed, people on supporting parent pension. It's a very busy little area. Some days you come in and there's people on the phones at the moment, but some days you'll come in and there'll be a huge amount of people just lining up, waiting, sitting in the chairs.
And if you do have to line up, if you've got your own office open every day, every weekday, better than lining up to see someone who's only in town one day a fortnight.
Well, that's exactly right. And people were forced to go to parks for any urgent things. So that's 100 kilometres. So now they stay in town.
And if you're a student or unemployed or a pensioner, you haven't necessarily got a car to go 100 km.
No, and there's no public transport, so yes, it was very difficult for people prior to this service opening.
Considering all the different things that go on here, there are your own services, there's a community college down the back there, there's the conference centre where various visiting services come. If this facility wasn't here, if you hadn't been set up back in 99, what would the community do in your absence?
A lot of those services would now be visiting. Some of these services, like Central West Community College in Shoreway, for example, probably would have offices in other areas, but here we're able to give a one-stop shop so they don't have to run all over town to seek those that information. It's all here in one place. So that was our aim. We run 4 youth centres and youth activities across the whole Shire. So that's in Lake Ejeligo, Tottenham, Condobolin and Tullabergill. And we've got a number of youth workers who are working to, provide activities for kids in the holidays and provide opportunities that they wouldn't get in this isolated area unless we deliberately set out to provide them, whereas they're more accessible in other bigger areas.
Coming down the back of the building, we're past the conference centre.
We are just looking here at what is going to be the multi-purpose room, which is going to also act as a small cinema for the condobolin, because we don't have a theatre. The nearest one is 100 kilometres away at Parkes. This will be a 40-seat theatre, which will run regularly with new release films.
And on our way out, as we come back up towards the front of the building, of all the things a person could be doing with themselves, why are you here? Why are you doing this?
In small rural communities, people have to basically provide the services from a quasi-voluntary role, I suppose, because if they don't, we don't have the services and our communities suffer. So you will find in this community, for example, there are just so many people who are really working hard to keep services going, and many of them are doing it on a voluntary basis. We don't have the population or financial capacity to have them as businesses or, you know, paid personnel in a lot of areas, which is why the wonderful Vincent Fairfax Family Foundation and the council support is just so critical to what we do.